Chapter 1. At the time, it sounded like a good idea. When the psychologist greeted me and asked me to sit down, I immediately noticed how comfortable the high-backed leather chair felt. Looking at her psychology degree hanging on the wall from a prestigious university, I thought surely she could help me get a reduced prison sentence. She said, "Your attorney referred me to you so I could prepare a report for the judge. The goal is to convince him that you take responsibility and sincerely regret what you have done. It should also show that what you did is out of character and that you would never do anything like this again. If successful, this may persuade the judge to give you a reduced sentence. From what I've been told, you possess exceptional business skills, you are married, have 3 young children, and graduated from one of the best law schools in the country. Yet despite all of this, you chose to risk everything you had worked so hard for by growing marijuana. I need to understand why you decided to do this." I replied, "In other words, you're asking me how I could have been so stupid." Chapter 5. Few had a worse childhood. In addition to witnessing the constant fighting between my parents, I was often left sitting in a car outside a bar while they drank inside. People would stare at me as they walked past, and I could see they were wondering why such a young child had been left all alone in a car. Every hour, my mother would bring me soda and potato chips or peanuts until the bar closed. I also thought it was normal for a child to be sent into a bar by his mother to tell his father to come home. Thinking I might be exaggerating about how often my parents fought, I kept track on a calendar. It was never more than a couple of weeks between fights. I was so terrified by their fighting that I would cry uncontrollably until I could barely catch my breath. At first, it seemed like they enjoyed talking to each other as they drank beer, but when their voices rose, I knew what was coming. They would start yelling and cursing at one another. I heard so many curse words and derogatory name-calling that I still don't know the English translation for many of them. Chapter 11. An Underdog's Comeback. I told my psychologist I realized what I did to prepare for playing sophomore football was not nearly enough. So in preparation for trying out for the varsity football team, I lifted weights 3 days a week for 2 hours a day and ran a mile 2 days a week. I was in the gym lifting weights with other guys who were also going to try out to be linemen for the varsity football team when one of the football coaches rolled up a towel to look like a rope. He told another guy and me to grab opposite ends of the towel. He then said, "When I blow my whistle, take the towel away from the other guy any way you can." When the whistle blew, I immediately moved back as far as the towel allowed, then ran toward the other guy and slammed into his body as hard as I could. He had a shocked look on his face because I was willing to hit him without wearing any football pads or helmet. We were just in gym shorts and a t-shirt. He then looked angry, and we both quickly moved back to run into each other again. When I moved back to hit him a third time, the look on his face changed, as if to say, "They're not paying me enough to put up with this psycho." Chapter 26. Consequences of a Felony Conviction. Every morning when I woke up, I couldn't believe I was not in prison. I felt deeply grateful for the opportunity to start my life over. The owner of the company I worked with before going to prison for my evaluation welcomed me back, even though I had been gone for almost 5 months after telling him it would be for less than 45 days. He told me, "Others tried, but no one could take your place. I'm just glad to have you back." I worked as long and as hard as I ever did, except now I looked forward to every day because I was thankful to just have a job. The owner wanted to expand his company, so I developed a business plan to open branch offices in smaller cities where there was less competition. My plan was to identify successful loan officers who worked for other companies and convince them to become branch managers for us. I told the owner this was logical since they could recruit other loan officers and they would generate immediate business for the company because they already had clients. I identified these loan officers, invited them to lunch, and gave them reasons as to why they should become a branch manager for our company.